Thanks for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Line. My name is Jakira. I need to advise you. This call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling the Alabama Claim. I got the number from my job. They have my shit down just for.
Okay, sir, you have to say it one time. You're talking very low, so I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I said my job is shut down for a week, and they gave us a paper to call this number to unemployment for this
week. Okay, sir. May I have your socials?
420-33-7949.
First and last name?
John Wick.
Date of birth?
11-6-89.
Mother's maiden name? Sir?
Where? W-A-R-E.
And driver's license number?
Driver license number?
Mm-hmm.
797900.
And you trying to file a claim, correct, sir?
Say again.
And you trying to file a claim, correct, sir?
Yes, I'm trying to file a claim.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writer, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, sir, if you are proof of benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or they have an Advantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your proof of payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yes, direct deposit.
Into your checking or savings, sir?
Again. Say again.
I said, may I have your router and bank account number, sir?
Hold on. Routing number?
Mm-hmm.
256-074-974.
256-074-974?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your bank account number?
710-652-9634.
Okay, say it one more time.
710-652-9630.
Okay, so you had to say it one more time for me, just a little bit slower. I'm sorry, I can't get the last few numbers.
710.
Sir, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
No, sir, I can't hear you.
710-652-9634.
Okay. May I have your mailing address?
It's P.O. Box 12, Lafayette, Alabama.
12 what, sir?
123, P.O. Box 123, Lafayette, Alabama.
You said Opa-locka, Alabama?
Lafayette.
Lafayette, Alabama. Okay, sir, can I get the zip?
36862.
Say that one more time. Okay, is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
Is who?
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Has what changed?
Your address, sir, has it changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, can I get your primary telephone number, sir?
334 755-5802.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with?
Say it again.
I said, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 401 Longview Street, 4100 Walnut Street, 4625 Summer Place Parkway.
4100 Walnut Street.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Bessemer, Opelika, or Enterprise?
Opelika.
Which of the following street addresses in Auburn have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1477 Morning Glory Circle, 1662 Mineral Drive, 571 Shelton Lane, or 830 North Donahoe Drive?
830 North Donahue Drive.
Okay, can I get the last day that you worked?
It was last Friday.
You said it was last Friday, sir. Can you tell me the day that it was? Okay, sir, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I receive what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I haven't received anything.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Nope.
And did you file for receiving unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Nope.
Okay, sir, since the most recent Sunday, have been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel when we tell a job?
15, 20.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept, sir?
$16.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Did your employer give a definite due date to return to work?
Yes.
Can you tell me the date, sir?
It is. It would be the 1st of August.
Are you on temporary layoff due to company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes. Company shut down.
Okay, may I have your job title, sir?
I'm a material handler in the warehouse department. Well, shipping and receiving, however you want.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Say again.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work in my current occupation?
Yes, sir.
No. I mean, I still have my job. They just, I wish they told us to file for it.
Understand. Okay, can you tell me the name of the last place you worked or the place you're working now?
Tell you the what?
Can you tell me the name of the place that you're working now?
Oh, Briggs and Stratton.
Hmm?
Briggs and Stratton. Briggs and Stratton. Stratton.
Okay. Okay, may I have the phone number to the last place you work? Well, to the place you're working, sir.
Is 334. Three three four, 821-7999.
Okay, 334 what, sir?
821-7999.
May I have your employment start date?
June 6th, 2022.
Last day that you worked was yesterday, correct?
Last Friday.
Make the city and state the work was performed in?
The city and state?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
You said Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Auburn, Alabama. UBURN.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any following pay for any time of your last day worked, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I've not received neither.
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer? Hello?
No, ma'am.
Is this a separate employer, sir?
Say again?
Is this your separating employer?
What do you mean separating it?
The one that you're no longer working for, sir?
No, I still work for them. But they during
I'm talking about like at this very moment. I'm talking about like at this very moment, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help for federal income tax? Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and your temporary PIN is 4989. Again, it's 4989. Okay, sir, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with your Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit on Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Okay, so since you're job attached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you'll be expected to search for work on a weekly basis. And maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete A certification each week could result in loss of benefits if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Again, please call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, so I still have to call every Sunday?
Yes, sir. Just call every Sunday.
Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I have. I got to file. You said it take two to 3 weeks
to process it.
Okay. That's all. I have no question.
Yes, sir. Sir, you said you had another question?
I said I have no question.
Okay, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.